News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good evening. We are expecting cloudy skies and a chance of snow showers through the overnight tonight. 33 degrees at 7:30. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. The man convicted of killing his estranged wife and Wausau area native Kira Steger found out how long he'll be in prison. Edgar Linares from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis was in the St. Paul, Minnesota courtroom for the sentencing of Jeffrey Trevino.
Jeffrey Trevino received a sentence of 27 and a half years in prison. He'll spend at least 18 years behind bars for the killing of his wife, Kira Steger. After court, the Steger family talked about the judge's decision. Carrie Ann Steger is Kira's sister.
I spent 348 months and 29 days with my sister being alive and well before Jeffrey Trevino took her life. He is a calculated criminal.
It was back in February when Trevino killed his wife and dumped her body in the Mississippi River. In court, when the judge asked Jeffrey if he would like to say anything, he replied, "I don't think there's anything I could say."
Again, that's Edgar Linares from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis. The report released today on last December's Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Newton, Connecticut, focuses on the mental condition of the shooter. It says 20-year-old Adam Lanza was deeply troubled and had an obsession with mass murderers. Quinnipiac University law professor John Thomas says the obsession apparently ran deep.
Good collection of printouts of mass shootings going back, way back in time. So quite obsessed about the mass shooting. Clearly thought about this event for a long time.
Lanza shot and killed his mother, then went to Sandy Hook, where he killed 20 children and 6 adults before he killed himself. If you didn't get a deer on the opening weekend of the gun deer season, you're hardly alone. Governor Walker reported today he came up empty as well. Today is day 3 of the 9-day gun deer season. Statewide totals for the opening weekend are normally released late this afternoon or tomorrow by the DNR. On Twitter late this morning, Walker wrote, "Wow, it's cold out. The deer must think the same thing." A tweet included a photo of Walker wearing a cap, face mask, and a required blaze orange jacket. New Haven, Connecticut Police Chief Dean Esserman says the call reporting a gunman on the Yale University campus today is believed to be a hoax. An angry Esserman says the investigation now shifts to finding the person who made that call. Esserman says once the person is located, he will face, quote, every charge I can imagine. Let's take a look at the Newsline 9 weather forecast for central Wisconsin. We are expecting a chance of snow showers through the overnight tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 18. Snow continuing Tuesday morning, turning cloudy in the afternoon with a high near 22. Scattered flurries Tuesday night, a low around 11. Partly sunny on Wednesday with a high near 23. I'm Raymond Newport on central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.